News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We'll be talking to Dan Mulhall. Dan, of course, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States. And Donald Trump is about to jump on Air Force One and head to Beijing to begin a two-day summit with President Xi Jinping. And he is bringing with him a number of the CEOs of some of the big tech giants, including Tim Cook, or Tim Apple as he knows him, Elon Musk, and some of the senior staff from NVIDIA and others. Dan Mulhall, as I say, is with us. Dan, having really poked China in the eye for a long time and started what looked to be an exercise in massive international brinkmanship with a tariff war, is this an olive branch?
Well, who knows? Look, these kind of head of state meetings happen all the time, but this is a really big one. And it's a really big one because here you've got the two most powerful countries in the world, no doubt about that, I think. Secondly, you've got two ultra personalities. Donald Trump, who's probably made himself the most powerful American president in living memory, and President Xi, who's probably the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong. So, you know, these are two big dogs, and therefore a meeting between the two of them really matters. And of course, there is the backstory of the tariffs. The problem that Donald Trump has is that with China, the Chinese have an ability to hit back hard, especially when it comes to rare earths. So it's a much more even battle when it comes to the U.S.-China relationship than it would be between the U.S. and almost any other country in the world.
And of course, the other issue that will be central, I assume, to their discussions is what is happening in Iran, because it is China who is one of the main customers for Iranian fossil fuel exports. And therefore, Donald Trump will want to try to put whatever pressure he can to get them to reduce their spending, to put further pressure on the regime in Tehran.
And he will fail in that. You can be sure of that. I mean, the Chinese, of course, have become immensely more powerful in the last decade or so than ever before. Remember, there was a time when China prioritized its economic development, and it was seen as a kind of a soft kind of power that didn't really want to flex its muscles on the world stage. That's certainly changed in recent times. But still, China hasn't become involved in any serious conflict. There are tensions in the South China Sea and obviously tensions with some of its Asian neighbors. But there's been no hot war involving China for quite a long time. But China now has the military capacity to be able to flex muscles in a big way, but it hasn't so far shown a willingness to do that. But you know, that's something that may well come. And of course, they will be they are allies of Iran, and they've done a certain amount obviously to help Iran. They may be doing some stuff secretly as well in supplying them with different bits of information and kit, but they haven't gone wholeheaded in support of Iran. But they will, I think, be taking advantage of the fact that America is now stretched. America has now discovered the limits of the hard power that it undoubtedly enjoys. And I suppose China may be drawing lessons from that as well, that maybe, becoming involved in military conflict, even if you're a huge and powerful country, may not be as easy as it looks from the outset.
Thanks for your time this morning, Dan. Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.